Popcast 007, July 2006.
Welcome to Folkcast, coming to you from MVS Sound in Preston, in the UK. As usual, I'm Ken Nicol.
And as usual, I'm not. I'm Phil Widows.
So Phil, tell the good people what we have for them this month.
Okay, with the July Folk Notes Diary from Uncle Baba, and there's a chance for you, the listener, to win a free download copy of an album, courtesy of Magnatune. Plus with a ton of great music, like this vintage cracker, recently re-released from the Cluster of Nuts band.
Recorded in 1983 on, sadly, the one and only album the band ever made, featuring the vocals of Kathy Lee Cerf. This is Dr. Sin.
Stumbling man in hide from rye, without the dike creeds whispering while silent waters make reply. So where are you going to, and where is it that you have been? You cannot pass this way tonight. We're looking out, the doctor
That cluster of nuts band with Dr. Sin there. A couple of months ago, we were contacted via email asking if we'd like to become radio stars in the United States, so naturally we said, how much? Well, the fee was the usual Folkcast arrangement. Nothing. So we just had to say yes. So, hello to everyone listening to Folkcast via Radio WNEC at the Western New England College in New Hampshire, where we come to you via the good offices of DJ Frederick Moe. It's great to be part of the WNEC family, and judging by the website, it's a very good-looking family to be part of. We look forward to receiving our honorary doctorates any day.
Well said. You could fill a festival bill with music made by the sons and daughters of all the people who were filling festival bills 20 years or more ago. And there's a great release, amazingly available for free, via Woven Wheat Whispers, from Martha Tilston, daughter of singer-songwriter Steve Tilston. Martha's new album is called Rope Swing, and from it we're playing a lovely updating of all those old folk songs about a young girl who has been chatted up and bedded by a feckless sailor. This is A Surfer Courted Me by Martha Tilston and the Woods.
A young man courted me 2 years and we lay in the grass that grows so thick, all the dunes of Biscay. With his eyes a golden brown, it was a pleasure, but we were too young to know our treasure. So he went travelling all the ocean so wide, and he said, maybe one day I'll make you my bride. Well, 10 years have gone, I waited never, but if I could love again, I would live forever. Nada dum da 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 da, da dum da da. Nada dum da 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 da, da dum da da. 10 years have gone, I waited never. But if I could love again, I would live forever. Strange news has come to me, strange news has carried, that the boy is living near to be married. Well, I wish him every joy and bid him love her, but I never will forget my golden surfer. I wish them both much joy and bid him love her. That grows so thick, or the Bay of Biscay. With his eyes a golden brown, it was a pleasure, but we were too young to know our treasure. Not a
feel your troubled mind. We're in this boat together, you and I. I think you've missed the point. Maybe it's clouded by your tears that we're human despite all these passing years. There is nothing that you've done that I have not done too. Just whisper me your secrets, and in the serene silence I will cradle you. Who bears loss? Do you think you're the only one?
Martha Tilston getting all breathless about romping in the dunes with a surfer, which was followed by the sublime Serene Silence by Monique Rhodes, a New Zealander living in France. As ever, go to our website at www.folkcast.co.uk, follow the links to the show notes and all the details about how to hear more music by these and all the artists we feature will be revealed. And that's the deal. These wonderful talents make the music, we play it to you, you listen, and then find out more about those that especially appeal to you. And if you can send a few pounds, euros or dollars their way, all the better.
And equally, if you are a musician who wants to access a worldwide audience of thousands via Folkcast, full details of how to get your music to us can be found at our website, www.folkcast.co.uk.
And that's just what 23-year-old singer-songwriter Joe Holtaway did. He got in touch to ask us to play one of his songs. So here we go then. This is the highly appropriate July.
Take your hand and spin you round now. Well, April came and I could not do all the things with my feelings that I wanted to. So I cried. Every tear was full of you now. And I know you got your words and I got mine, but it don't mean they arrive on time. All the time. Now I know I don't. In between the ceiling and I, my head it gets the feeling it could try to put that record down. Take your hand and spin you round.
Quite so real. it sleeping, and I rose from the bed. Washed the night sleep from my eyes. I cursed my loose tongue and the things we had said as she had peered through the glass wall of the lights. Put on my boots as I dressed for the day. The blessed pauper in rags. Oh, but it was the last time together we'd lay down on the magic. On fire, soft flowers melting away. To the lowlands of Belgium, through the Ardennes, history was setting in clay. As the war machine rolled through the streets of Paris, like a dog that was rabid and wild. Champagne and the child that would be. And I wept on the Maginot Line. I fled to America as France became free. Fresh foreign blues. Took with a woman and the muddy road in, I guess she was the reason I stayed. I was like a prospector panning for gold in the streams. The hungering Midas child. My memories know more than ghosts, or it seems. When I think of the Maginot Line, I felt it. One shivering evening, whilst dreaming, reaching across the years, down on the Maginot Line.
That was the powerful and moving Working on the Maginot Line by Lee Mitchell. And before that, another example of just how varied a sound you can get from one voice and one guitar, July by Joe Holtaway.
We always love hearing from Folkcast listeners all around the world, and to see you all sticking your virtual pins in our Frapper map. See our website for how to do that. With people listening on 5 continents, and if you're hearing this in South America, let us know and we'll have the full set.
What about Antarctica?
Oh, quite right, yeah. If you're a penguin with an iPod, let us know. Anyway, it's time for Focus on Folkcast Feedback time.
And here we go. The first one is from John Wills, part of Puma Jaw, who we played back in May, I think it was.
It was.
Firstly, thank you for playing Puma Jaw on this month's show. It was brilliant to be among such great music. I like the Charlotte Grieg track. So I'll go for It's Not a Load of Rubbish. Now, just in case you don't know what we're talking about, I think we asked, didn't we, what
we did.
People thought.
Yeah, we played a track by Charlotte Grieg and asked. It was one of those weird folk, modern takes on folk music. And we said, what do you think of it? And was it good? Was it bad? Was it a load of old rubbish? well, we liked it, John liked it, so therefore it's official. It's not a
Well, that's good enough for me. He goes on to say, I also have a podcast which is called Storming Heaven, and I wonder if you could link to my site. Apparently he's linked to us, so...
We'll be linking to him.
Yes.
And that site is...
What's that? Oh, right. Oh, his site is www.stormingheaven.co.uk. And then he says, once again, a great show. Really enjoyed it. All the best, John Wills.
Cheers, John. Thanks. Another email we had. Well, normally when I get emails from Nigeria, it's for people asking me to give them my bank account details. Presumably they want to check out my overdraft. But Sammy Solar Attic Koja, and I apologise for the pronunciation straight away, says, hey, I'm a Nigerian listener, and as you can imagine, no such music as this back home. Anyway, just wanted to say I love this programme, and I'm going to download more of this lovely stuff. I'll spread the word. This is a real gem. Well, thanks very much indeed.
And here's another. Dear Wids and Ken, very many thanks for services to the folk music community. I only discovered Folkcast in April, but have made a quick recovery from downloading all of the episodes from the podcast to my beloved Zen MP3 player. I have enjoyed the interviews, all of them, but most especially the Frankenstein interview with Show of Hands. I have to say that the stitches didn't show, at least to me. I've also enjoyed the folk calendar from the Mysterious Baba. Please do keep up the fine work. At least to my ear, the show is going from strength to strength with each new episode. Rob Phippen.
Cheers, Rob. If only you could hear the unedited version. This one comes from Iolo Pierce. I think it's Iolo. Might be Iolo. He's less exuberant about Folkcast. He says, I just love this podcast. I've been following the whole podcast thing since quite early on and discovered it through the BBC. There's so much to say about Folkcast, but the most wonderful thing about it is the sound of it. It's one of the best quality podcast productions I've heard so far. You must have one posh studio to record and produce in. Tell them all about it, Ken.
Well, what can I say? Here we are in Preston, MVS Sound. This is my studio. And for the anoraks, I guess I should say that we use a piece of software called Logic Pro to record onto. On this Apple Mac sitting in front of us. And if you want any more details...
Email us, yeah.
That's right, yes.
Just so we don't bore everybody else. Yeah. Iolo continues and says he's a roadie and sound engineer for a number of folk bands, including Hedgehog Pie, Five Hand Reel, Jack the Lad and Lindisfarne. He used to work with Dick Gochen. And more than that, he says he tried to keep in touch with the folk scene, but my life became dominated by my job, which was at the Coliseum in London with the English National Opera. My goodness. And during that time, I lived not far from Ralph McTell in Barnes for years. I worked with Ralph on a couple of tours as his driver and personal assistant, and it was great to hear the interview you did with him last month. That was a few months ago now. He's one of the nicest blokes I've ever had the pleasure to work with. A genuinely nice guy.
Well, I will second that.
Iolo says that he's currently residing in the Wye Valley between Chepstow and Monmouth, but he can't find a decent folk club nearby. So if you're living in that area and you know of one, send the details to us at contact@folkcast.co.uk and we'll pass the details on to him and we can make Iolo happy.
Now we have a very interesting email from someone who's fairly prominent in the folk world but chooses to remain anonymous. He starts out by saying... Well done, Folkcast, for getting the Times Podcast of the Month award. Brilliant. I'm looking forward to what you have to offer in the future. Keep up the good work. By the way, can I convince you to change your subtitle, Our Finger in Your Ear, and the logo of the bearded chap with the said digit poking through? Here at our organisation, we're spending many waking hours trying to convince the arts world and the wider world who have yet to experience our beautiful music that it's not all about bearded men with fingers in ears. It is much wider. The music's more beautiful. And we're trying to get across a new image of a new young generation of singer-songwriters, respecters of tradition and carriers of this great music. Aaron Sweaters, Tankards, Beer Bellies, heavy-duty beards and fingers in ears have gone. Well.
Well, indeed. Well, yes. as someone with a few Aaron sweaters, a tankard, a beer belly and a beard of some sort, whose finger occasionally strays to his ears, I would say that maybe they haven't gone. But what we're doing with our little logo, I call him Bob, is, we're taking the Mickey out of that very image, really. Of course, it's not all about folk music, isn't all about that image anymore. Things have changed, but that image still is around, and I think it's a valid part of the folk.
Well, I would have thought, looking at that image immediately, you would realise it was a light-hearted symbol, really.
Well, I hope so. Thing is, what do the listeners think?
Yes.
Drop us a line, people, and tell us whether you think it's right, whether you think it's wrong. Does it make you laugh? Do you think it's stupid? And we'll see what the folks say. And finally, we've had an email from Steve McRobb, who says that he and his friends are in a band called Julie's Eye, based in Leicester. They say we've been playing folk and roots-based music in our local area now for over 20 years. We've got a new CD out called Rocks of France, so how about playing a track? Fair enough. Here's the title track. This is Rocks of France by Jeweler's Eye.
Some flimsy cloth, the waves pulled me in. Hundreds watched me drowning. Save me, throw a rope. Throw it now, my only hope. My hands too cold to grip. Down beneath the waves I slip. Minutes later, there's a man on the rock where I did stand. Some flimsy cloth, the waves pulled me in. Hundreds watched me drowning. Save me, throw a rope. Throw it now, my only hope. My hands too cold to grip. Down beneath the waves I slip. Minutes later, there's a man on the rock where I did stand. Sliding onto the rocks of France. Sliding onto the rocks of France.
night awaiting my stupidity. Tear down the sails, straight stands the mast, driven silently onto the rocks of France, 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 onto the rocks of France.
Rocks of France by Julie's Eye there. Thanks for that, chaps. As well as feedback on the music we play, we get quite a few emails from people trying to find out more about our resident folk guru, Baba. Where's he from, they ask. Who is he, they query. And do you know a last known address for the bugger, they demand. Sadly, we do not. Little is known of him. Of course, it is written that he doesn't live in a house at all, and that he travels the land disguised as an obios.
Yet others claim that he lives in a circular thatched hut, which runs around on two giant chicken legs, a device he got from his old mum.
We just know him as Baba.
July is traditionally a month of hard work on the land, ahead of gathering in the ripe crops at the month's end. In the first weekend of July, it is traditional rush-bearing time, when girls would take fresh-cut rushes to church. At Ambleside in Cumbria, rushes are woven over cross, orb and harp shapes for taking into the church. Also, on this first Saturday in July, is the nautical celebrations of St Monan's Sea Queen Festival in Fife, which is a sea-based May Queen variant. And down in Folkestone, it's time for the Blessing of the Sea. At St John's on the Isle of Man, the new laws of the preceding year are read out in English and Manx in the pageantry-based Tynwald ceremony, which then confirms their status. The Cornwall Bodmin Riding takes place this weekend, with garlanded processions around the town and house-to-house beer tasting. On the second Saturday of the month, Dore in Yorkshire has its well dressing, where flowers are pressed into often spiritually themed tapestries and placed near the church. During July, there are other well dressings across Derbyshire, such as at villages near Chesterfield, Buxton and Matlock. Peel on the Isle of Man used to hold a mid-month Viking festival, which is now defunct, but Viking longboat races are still held. On the Tuesday before the third Wednesday is the Exeter Lammas Fair, which has a procession, a proclamation and a stuffed glove raised on a pole. Lammas time is linked to lamb blessing and summer loaf feasting ahead of the harvest. The harvest is prefigured in church with corn dollets, crop offerings and blessings. In Scotland, this was the time of the harvest traditionally, and in pagan times, it was a time of sacrifice to thank the gods for the first fruits of the harvest to ensure that they would continue. Corby in Northamptonshire holds its Highland Games on the third Saturday of July. Although Corby is not in Scotland, its steel industry attracted many Scottish workers, to the extent that the town became known as Little Scotland. On the first Tuesday after St Margaret's Day on the 19th is the Hoynton Fair in Devon, which opens with the proclamation, "Oh yay, oh yay, the glove is up. The fair has begun. No man shall be arrested until the glove is taken down." Which doesn't unfortunately mean you can just go looting. In late July, swan-upping takes place on the Thames. Now, this is not what you might think. The Queen's Swanard and his men count and mark the Queen's mute swans. Ebono Horn Fair takes place in West Sussex on the 25th with a fair, a cricket match and a ram roast as remnants of the much larger original festival. At Eyemouth in the Borders, the Eyemouth Herring Queen Festival takes place on a Saturday during July with a May Queen styled Herring Queen, who's elected by the schoolgirls and the local fishermen. The Herring Queen appoints girls into her court, and the court, after a crowning and an offering to the ancient fish gods, dress in fish costumes and travel off in the fish boats. The last Sunday in July is the Burbage Clipping near Buxton in Derbyshire, where people hold hands and dance around the local church in a mixture of Christian and pagan tradition. And at the Solway Firth Mudflats on the last Saturday in July, there is the World Flounder Tramping Championships, where flounders are fished by people walking into the water and darting their hands in to catch the fish. The 31st of July, of course, is the start of the English summer, which legend says ends on the 1st of August. And I'll be back next month with more stuff from the good people at www.wovenwheatwhispers.co.uk. And until then, this is your Uncle Baba saying, fare thee well. Thank you.
one way of keeping you near. One day we lost you, the next we were losing ourselves. Words have been spoken, the wounds are not healing too well.
Suck off the land, giving this stage to the subject at hand, asking for Jesus to mangle our friends, waiting half-cocked though the show never ends. You train the soldiers to blow off their limbs, blot out the weaker while singing their hymns, asking of Jesus for fiery rain, waiting on morphine to shadow their pain. I was the young man and you were the old, holding our breath but our breath wouldn't hold, screaming for Jesus to give us our pride. Out in this graveyard we've nowhere to hide. And I'll bury our dead, losing our hopes but retaining our stead, waiting for Jesus to clean up this blood, pointing out plots for our homes in the mud. I've got my lifeblood but you're growing cold, holding our breath but our breath wouldn't hold, screaming for Jesus to give us our guns, falling in order as we are the ones.
Now then, I was surfing the internet the other week, looking for great music to bring to Folkcast, when I happened upon an unusual American record label, Magnatune. What's unusual about them? Well, they're a record label, yet their motto is, "We are not evil." They go out of their way to promote their artists on new media, and they have a range of music from the latest electronica to medieval music, from classical to folk rock. There's a link to them from our show notes at www.folkcast.co.uk, so do give them a click. And to whet your appetite, Here's one of their artists, folk rock bard's minstrel spirit, with Grapes for Wine.
Shouldn't I remember the way it used to be? But I try not to recall. Everything is for the best, but I can't see it's all behind us now. Does it really matter who you have wrong this time? Knocked down with a feather, I believe I was so blind. Come on, you beggars, you muggles and sinners. Too late I realize, bound to segregation, to ease it the oppressed. Come on, you beggars, you muggles and sinners, come as the earth and the sky.
Like a thief in the night.
That was Minstrel Spirit with Grapes for Wine off their album Enter the Woods. And if you'd like to win one of three downloads of that album direct from Magnatune, just send an email to us at contact@folkcast.co.uk and tell us the name of the track we played at the top of the show from the Cluster of Nuts band. The first three correct entries pulled from the virtual hat after the closing date will be able to access a free copy of the Minstrel Spirit album direct from Magnatune. And the closing date is in 2 weeks from the release of Folkcast 007. That's July the 15th.
And that's about the end of Folkcast 007, the July 2006 edition. Thanks as ever to everyone who helped with the show, to Ian and Mark at Woven Wheat Whispers, to the Podsafe Music Network, and to Magnatune. Ta very much to Baba, and to all the artists that we've played this month.
If you've any requests, bequests or interests, let us know at contact@folkcast.co.uk and join the worldwide Folkcast community by adding your pin to our Frapper map. See the Folkcast website at www.folkcast.co.uk to find out more.
We'll be back with another show on August the 5th, so until then, this is Phil Widows
and Ken Nicol
saying keep focused on Folkcast and
bye-bye. We'll be right back.
And that's just what 23-year-old singer-songwriter Joe Holtaway did. He got in touched.
He got touched?
He got touched.